ideal.
Yeah, there she is, the 93rd Miss America. On Sunday night, Miss New York, Nina Devlury, will become the first ever Indian American to take the title. But while Nina makes pageant history, some observers are saying the Miss America pageant is history, a relic that needs to be canceled. Blaine Roberts is a history professor at California State. She told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel that the Miss America pageant started in 1921 in Atlantic City.
And it began as a marketing ploy. The idea was to try to extend the tourism season in Atlantic City beyond the traditional Labor Day end. Business leaders in Atlantic City said, hey, let's put on a beauty contest and maybe people will stick around a little bit longer. But it wasn't going to be just any beauty contest. It was going to be a bathing beauty review. And that was significant because bathing beauty reviews were new. In the late 19th and early 20th century, most of the time women swam in these very voluminous swimming costumes. You know, they had long skirts, long sleeves. By the early 1920s, they're no longer doing that, and so they're showing much more of their bodies. And so marketers, the boosters in Atlantic City knew that if they had a bathing beauty review with these women in these much smaller swimming costumes, that people would come watch.
So how did the Miss America pageant go from being this slightly scandalous, kind of titillating event to an event where we get to hear about a Miss America pageant contestant's hopes and dreams? We're supposed to learn a little bit about her morality. How did that shift occur?
Well, sure. Well, one of the things that happened by the late 1920s, the contest had become pretty controversial, and its organizers canceled it. It had basically become a net liability for the city. It wasn't working the way that it was supposed to. And so it kind of stood dormant for a number of years. But then folks in Atlantic City decided that they wanted to revive it in 1935, and they hired a woman named Lenora Slaughter to be the director of the pageant. And she was a pretty savvy public relations person. She understood that she really needed to burnish the reputation of the contest, and she oversaw the pageant for the next several decades, and she did a lot of things to try to attract wholesome American girls. So what she did, for example, is she added in the 1930s, she added the talent component to prove to people that these bathing beauties were not just bathing beauties. They had, you know, there was more to them. She also altered the rules for entrance. So, for example, no participant could be married or divorced. And you also had to sign a pledge saying that you had not engaged in any act of moral turpitude. That was the phrase that they used.
In the 1960s, the Miss America pageant became a center of some controversy. It also, for a time, promoted segregation. This was also in the 60s?
Yeah, from my own research about the Miss America pageant in the American South, one of the things that I discovered is that Southern contestants started to do very well at the pageant in the 1950s and 60s. And their success happened to coincide with the pageant becoming televised for the first time in 1954. And if you look through press accounts and if you look through what kind of locals are saying in the South, they are really holding these women up as symbols of Southern society, of all that is good in the South. And they are occasionally talking about them in ways that connect them to segregation. And you even see a Southern Miss America talking about how she's proud of the South. A lot of people criticize the South for things that go on there, but she's very proud of it and will stand up for the South when it's criticized in the national media for, say, denying African Americans equal rights. So there's a real connection between Southern Miss America, Southern Miss America contestants, and a spirit of defiance here in the middle of the civil rights movement when the white South is not necessarily behaving honorably and not necessarily looking its best in the national media. These queens are held up as the embodiment of the Southern way of life and also just to make the South look better.
Sunday night was the most recent Miss America pageant, and the winner was the first Indian American to take the title. But there was a lot of social media reaction criticizing the fact that she won and that a white American did not win. So what does that tell us about the Miss America pageant and how it reflects what's currently happening in the United States?
Well, I think that the pageant has come a long way. You know, it did and has had a troubling racial past. Beginning in the 1930s, contest rules said that women had to be of the white race. That rule was discarded in the post-war period. Nevertheless, the national organization allowed state competitions to have their own rules of eligibility in terms of race. And so there were states out there who would not allow women of color to compete. But I think that what you're seeing in the response to the crowning of the first Indian American Miss America, is that not all Americans are comfortable with a diverse nation. And they look to Miss America to be the embodiment of who they think they are. And they don't think that America should be as inclusive.
Blaine Roberts, professor of history at California State University. Despite the current uproar over an Indian American winning Miss America, Blaine thinks the pageant will continue and keep being relevant. Blaine Roberts spoke to KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.